This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, has about some tickets for Alice in Winterland. You guys, we got a big party coming up. December 13th, the Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, who I've seen live a few times. They are amazing. Andy Grammer, lots of hits from him, and I can't wait to see him. Apparently, he's very fun live. And Haven Madison, get to meet somebody new. Maybe we're in on the ground floor with Haven Madison. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now. You can win a pair right now with the code word LIFE. L-I-F-E. Take the word life. Text it to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win tickets for the show. This hour's code word is life. Alice in Winterland. Let's meet you there. Sponsored by Macy's. It's a big deal. For us, we love it. Mm-hmm. It's our party. We want you to be there.
I'm going.
Oh, I was going to go too. That'll be fun. You want to meet?
Yeah, I'll meet you there. Okay, my friend Deepak's going too.
I think Pat and Marianne are going to go.
Oh, good.
And Mike and Merrily. You bringing some friends to, if I can get them tickets?
I probably bring the Gabers.
Oh, the Gabers are coming. Yeah. I haven't seen the Gabers since we stopped hanging out 16 years ago.
There you go.
What are their names again?
John and...
okay. Is it?
I'm just having a brain fart right now.
edit this out and post. It's fine. No, why do I have to
Robbie,
do it?
Robbie and Johnny. Sorry.
Oh, dear God.
And Cliff.
Oh, my God. They're in a throuple?
Yeah, kind of. No, not at all.
Oh, boy. I don't understand what's
I don't
happening.
Either. This is very exciting, though. All right.
You should press him harder and see what happens.
I know. Oh, my God. I've been asking him all the questions he doesn't want today. Sorry, Maddie.
It's fine.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Is this, isn't this Slap Your Coworker Day?
It is.
It's National Slap Your Coworker.
You're,
you can come
verbally.
In here and just give me a slap. Oh, I wasn't trying to slap you. I'm trying to say you can come slap me. I am not trying to hurt your feelings. Or John, Robbie, or Cliff's either. Someone called Child Protective Services, also known as CPS, henceforth in this story, on Cardi B. And she's pissed. And it's a really interesting clip. Now, randomly, she's in the hospital as she's doing this video. And she does seem slightly out of it. Like, she makes a few mistakes, which I think we talked about. Maybe we would edit some of that
Why
stuff
is she
out.
In the hospital, does
well,
she say?
That's the thing. No, she doesn't say. But she's in a hospital bed. And her hair's like covered and stuff. Okay, yeah. So you want to just roll this, then we can discuss.
You can Here we go. Pause if you need to.
All right.
What is a CPS, Child Protective Services? For Child Protective Services to come to my not my house, my gated mansion at 11 p.m. while my children are sleeping because there's an anonymous call that there's been going on that my kids have been getting abused and beaten. This is when the pranks start getting too far. Me, I'm the only color person, and I'm the only person that is Latin. We are the only color people in my neighborhood completely. And for to pop up in my house with cops and Child Protective Services because I'm gonna do an anonymous call involving my children? My kids live great. My kids have never been touched, never gotten hit. No matter how annoying they are, I never hit my kids.
My favorite part.
Every weekend, my kids go to Fly Zone. Now you're gonna see the evil side of me. Y'all going to die. I'm going to beat the out of you. I'm not calling the cops on you. As soon as I know and retract that phone call, I'm going to beat out of you. If you man, my baby father is gonna beat out of you because you thought it was okay to mess with our kids. Stop playing.
She is saying she's going to sue CPS and hire a private investigator to find out who made the call. So she's ranting. It's a very calm rant for her, actually. But the point she makes, she's like, I live she's saying I live in a white neighborhood and I don't want to be the family that has the cops come into the house. Like, I feel that. You'd be like, oh my God, you effing scumbags. Whoever called CPS on this, wouldn't you be so mad? Just like, and don't sue CPS. I would like to say that if someone calls, no matter who calls CPS, I do think that that should be checked out. Like, do you have to show up with 50 cops and et cetera? I don't know.
But
I feel that Child Protective Services is out there doing a job that really is necessary, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of any of that.
Just horrendous. It's like getting swatted. You know, these people who, there's a situation here, you got, and then, you know, all of a sudden there's the SWAT team that shows up to protect someone. It's such a waste of time for these crucial services.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That doesn't seem like they would take just one random phone call and show up late at night like that. I don't know her, right, but I've heard some pretty rotten things come out of her mouth.
Yes. She does. She has said that she used to roll Johns when she was hooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
we'd steal all their stuff.
Yes. Right. That said, you know, she's also a person who is,
no matter how annoying the kids are.
No matter how, I know, my God, that is the funny. I've never hit them, no matter how annoying they are.
I don't know her. It's hard to, I don't know, is there someone who saw something that was like, I've got to help these kids?
Well,
I don't know.
That's the bottom line is, if the kids are in any trouble, then of course you want them to be helped in Child Protective Services. This seems like someone called and said, there's screaming coming from that house. There's, you know what I mean? This is not, because CPS would go, okay, we're making a note and we're going to give it to a caseworker and they're going to visit the house. That's how CPS works. Unless someone says there's an emergency situation with children involved.
707 says, usually there has to be at least 3 complaints before someone would actually show up at your door.
And we're talking about cops and stuff, she said. She said there were all these lights and sirens. You know, that is not what you want. Anyway, she's understandably livid. I'm not going to make any comment as to what kind of person she is. Like, I've definitely heard her say stuff where I was like, oh my God, oh, that doesn't sound like something you should say out loud. But I don't know anything about her parenting ability.
That's what I'm saying.
His.
We don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
But if someone's doing that as a joke, hilariously unfunny. Like, it's funny how unfunny that is.
You know what's weird is, as I've been watching my kids watch YouTube, and I'm not a fan. I there's things on YouTube I like. There's things on YouTube where I go, I don't know who this is, and I don't know why my kid's watching this show, but I can't really green light something where they're their own boss, because that's how YouTube is. This person is their own boss. They do their own content and their own show. And if you watch enough of it, you go, man, these prank shows, like, as a radio guy, we used to do stuff, but you would be held to a standard.
Yes.
And the boss would fire your ass if it was something that they felt like. So in a situation where a YouTuber can't be fired and the standard is
just
the Wild West.
Right.
then
that,
you know,
is true.
What are kids growing up on today? Well, they're growing up on these prank shows.
Outdoing each other. The whole thing.
And that is what is seen as cool. So is it possible someone was, you know, videoing the whole thing and they were
100%.
Hoping this was going to be funny, and then they realize, oh, she's mad.
Mm.
Oh, and if she just said, if she finds out, she's going to beat me up or have her baby daddy beat me up or both.
Both.
Like, I don't know, but I do know that what I see on YouTube today feels like any employer would be forced to fire them.
Yes. And any corporation with a law team would be forced to fire them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, because you're just going to get the, but right. Like, I love what you just said. Like, it's the Wild West. And it is true. It's all about one-upsmanship. Like, everyone is trying to outdo each other and get that viral moment and be famous, internet famous.
Well, it's like the guy who crashed a plane. And then later it was found he did that on purpose.
Right.
His plane wasn't crashing.
No.
He crashed it.
Yes.
And that was his video. And that's the thing that, and meanwhile, that thing went down in the woods and caught, like.
Yes.
Dude.
And he, what, he like parachuted
out. Yeah, parachuted out
of it. And landed.
But there were cameras on everything. Yes. So it was like.
The whole thing was set up.
What?
I know. It's just.
Who's got a plane to crash? That guy does, apparently.
Yeah. Was he already a rich guy from all his internet stunts?
510 says, so I work for a police department. There is no way we would go out with
lights and sirens at 11 p.m.
that many
over a call.
They have to actually investigate first. And yes, by going out and checking the situation, but it sounds like it was an immediate threat. This is not a normal response.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like, okay, so someone called CPS and didn't just say, hey, I think there's something going on at this person's house. They had to have said, this is happening right now. This is happening at this house.
It's swatting. It's what it is.
Right. Swatting. Where they, you know, and then the cops are like, you know, we have to go look. We have to go find out. You can't get a call like that and just go, well, we'll check that out on Monday.
They're doing their job.
Right. And then there she is in the hospital for whatever reason. She's not saying why.
I bet you're plastic pointing, surgery. I'm just assuming parts. Plastic surgery. I mean, she's, okay. Yeah.
Maybe, right? And who cares why? She's not there. I'm sure the kids are being looked after, and this is what she's dealing with as
Here's
she's in the hospital.
One. Okay. I'm a 911 dispatcher, and we get CPS complaints all night long. However, we usually will not go out in the middle of the night to check on kids unless there is reasonable suspicion that children are in direct harm. We wouldn't wake up babies.
Right. All right, so there's that story. And if we get more response, feel free to jump in with it. I wanted to mention this as a person who I was in radio at the sort of the start of the alternative thing. And there was a guy in the early 90s named Matthew Sweet. Is a guy. He still is a guy. He did not die, although something bad did happen to him. And I love Matthew Sweet. Like, yeah.
Oh. Oh, hold on a second.
You recorded it and we were, yeah.
No,
the
there's a.
That's
there's,
us.
There's another thing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
But whatever it is. So Matthew Sweet, he had some big hits. Oh, yeah, crank that up. So there was that song, Sick of Myself, Evangeline.
He was kind of a hotshot for a minute there.
For a minute there, he was. And so I worked at The Point in St. Louis, and he was by all the time. He and our program director became good friends. Jim was the man. And Matthew was always around. And he was great. Really awkward, fun, just guy. Like, he has suffered a terrible stroke. He's 60 years old. They are saying here he's going to require months of treatment and rehab. There is a GoFundMe that's been launched for this. You know, struggling musicians, they don't have a ton of a dough.
Any connection to Puffy, to P. Diddy, to P. Daddy?
None that I know of.
Okay.
Yes, because as you know, he did cause Jamie Foxx.
Well, that news shocked me yesterday, whether it's true or just one of those dumb rumors, to hear that maybe Jamie Foxx had a seizure because of something Puff Daddy did to him?
Like, did P. Diddy try to murder Jamie Foxx? And apparently he's talking about it in his show, which is, can you give me a release date on that? That's right around the corner. I think he says something like, here's how it went, or this is the story that you all want to know. So Matthew Sweet suffered a terrible stroke. He was out on tour. He was in Toronto. And it doesn't say where he collapsed.
Still touring. That's good.
Yeah. So a GoFundMe page has been started to help cover the cost of his, medical bill. So if you go to GoFundMe.com or .org, whatever it is, and you want to contribute to this, you can, but they're saying it is going to be months of recovery, but they are saying that the outlook is pretty good for this particular stroke.
Oh, good.
They say he's going to go. He's being transported via plane with medical staff on board to a this happened in Toronto. He's being brought back near his home, I assume, to a specialized rehab center where he'll receive around the clock care and therapy for 6 weeks and then require months of treatment and rehab that they are hoping will lead to a full recovery, according to Russell Carter Artist Management, who set up the GoFundMe. So there you go. For people of a certain age, it might be like, oh my God, I totally know who Matthew Sweet is. For the rest of you, early artist in the alternative genre, in that 90s alternative, not so much, you know, as the grunge thing that was already established and that mid-90s thing.
It looks like January of 2025 will be the Jamie Foxx special. Oh. But he just recorded it. Yes. So that's the recent thing.
We had heard that.
Yeah, he did a 3-night stand, right. and then this is what they're going to turn into the special.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the whole thing. I just can't wait.
It's about as scandalous a thing I've heard in a long time.
You know, it really is. And all along, we worried about Jamie and what had happened. And was it a stroke? And this, that, the other. And he said, I'm going to tell you all about it. I had no idea it was going to be anything beyond I had a medical situation. That's like attempted murder.
Yeah. If it's true.
Right.
I mean, I only know what I heard yesterday.
I know,
yesterday,
we literally heard the first inklings of this yesterday.
But I am shocked by it, absolutely.
I know, incredible. I'm out of time, Ben. What's coming up?
There's a percentage of Americans that are going to miss the election season when it ends.
Oh, no.
And more after these.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm with you. That reminds me of Alice in Winterland. She did one a few years back. It was so good. Avril Lavigne. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Disney. Celebrate the holidays with a chance to win a vacation for four. All this week at 6 and 7 in the morning on our show, and then at 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m., we've got your shot at a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Plus, if you win one of those, you're in the running for a four-pack of, this is an incredible four-pack of three-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines, and a two-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K A Day. All this week, Fall Into 5K A Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice. That's us.
On Odyssey.
This fine morning show and then the station all the rest of the day.
Yeah, leave it
log
on
log in
day.
And listen to Alice for at least 1 hour or 12.
Whatever you are already going
to
do.
To
come
get
on.
Your daily entry for a chance to win $5,000.
Woo, woo, woo.
All right, man.
$5,000.
Okay, beautiful day today.
Yeah.
Sunny, bright blue sky. Looking and good. Highs as high as 80, depending on where you're at.
Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Okay, this first story, I realize we all can like different things. I could play music for you right now that I love and you'd go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yes, the way.
Right.
We all get to have different tastes and different likes and dislikes.
That's what makes it interesting.
Right. One in five Americans are sad that this election season is coming to an end.
Oh, boy.
A poll asked 3,000 Americans, are you generally enjoying the presidential election or do you wish it were over? 67% say, can't wait till it's over.
Mm.
21% say, love it, enjoying it, wish it was longer.
Mm.
I've had people write in when we've discussed this and they say, in other countries, the election season is so short by comparison. And I don't know which is the better of the two in terms of what gets you the best candidate.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Who knows what the best is? I think it's England. They each get the exact same amount of money to campaign with. There's mm-hmm. no fundraising. And you get 6 weeks. So for 6 weeks, everyone goes hard, gets their message out there. Everyone who's a valid candidate, apparently. I don't know how they determine that. But just, oh man, ours is just, it's arduous. It's like, I really think that a president should get a 6-year term and you should not be able to run again because it is a huge distraction from the business of running a country to be going all over the place and campaigning.
When I see all of the places they have to go to campaign, it doesn't feel like fun.
No.
And they're supposed to love it too. They have to walk into a room full of people and be happy to be there, even though this is the 100th room they've walked into
right.
over the course of the last.
And I don't think a president should be doing that. I think a president should be the president until they're not and they don't run for reelection. They get give them 2 extra years.
Oh.
And just give them 6 years. And then they settle in, they get their together and do it.
Well, just so you know, not everybody's hating this election cycle.
Oh, I'm hating it. Ugh.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vin.
Was that you?
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah, that's me.
Great job, kid. Look who's coming along. Coming along nicely.
Thank you.
He's very young, very green.
Well.
We'll get there.
Just a kid.
He is the young guy in the show.
What are you, 31?
Yeah, something like that.
If Puerto Rico was added as a 51st state, it would be 30th in population.
Oh.
If D.C. was added as a 52nd state, it would be 50th in population ahead of Vermont and Wyoming. The end.
Like
Hawaiian pizza with ham and yes. pineapple wasn't invented in Hawaii. It was invented by a guy named Sam Panopoulos in Ontario, Canada in 1962.
Oh.
It's Canadian.
Canadian?
Panopoulos. Sam Panopoulos. Invented
sounds, he sounds
it.
Greek. Yeah, that's, honestly, who would have ever thought to put pineapple on pizza, but listen, I don't want to be in a fight with anyone, but it is delicious.
I like it too.
Yeah.
And I like wouldn't it order salted. It, but I like it too.
You can keep your ham though. I don't want any stupid ham on there. Canadian. Oh, that's why they put Canadian bacon on it. There it is. That's so funny.
Oh, Canada.
Just whoever Panopoulos, whatever his
Boom.
Name is.
Sam Panopoulos.
All right.
Inventors. I love it.
Yes. Sure.
The other day,
inventing new flavors.
You know, I'm an idea man myself.
Yeah, oh, I'm well aware, yes.
Right. I'd drawn my own middle. Like,
yes, I loved
did,
this.
Did you see that?
Oh, yes.
You
yeah, that was
me.
Really neat.
So picture your hand in the form of a bird.
Uh-huh.
You know the one I'm talking about. Now, turn that. I guess we're going to go, I'm right hand dominant. So I'm going to take and draw on my left hand, like almost a smaller silhouette with the finger going up the middle of the middle finger and then around. Now I've got a double bird.
Right.
And if I could do that on my other hand, I could do a quadruple bird.
Well, I didn't do it that, but I did do the, I drew my own hand on my hand.
How did you get that off of there? And did
I
you
just
show
washed
your kids?
It off. Oh. No, what I did was I sent a picture to Christina and I said, look what I wrote, look what I invented. And then I sent it to her and she was like, that's great. And I felt,
well done. Golf clap.
And then, what are you going to do with that? I mean, I haven't figured that part out yet. I don't know how to make money off it, right. But I invented something.
That's pretty good. That was a good invention. I've never seen that before. And I thought, you know, you should get that tattooed on there. That'd be great. Why not? Because then even if you just wave to someone, you've got a middle finger going.
Right.
You know, you're
Geico.
Yes.
Came up with its gecko mascot in 1999 when there was a Screen Actors Guild strike that kept them from using live actors.
Oh,
the Geico gecko.
One 15-minute phone call could save you I don't remember what it's. I don't know their slogan.
Well, good. They didn't pay us for that, so
right.
They don't deserve it.
10% off? I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a couple of these, and then we got a game coming up.
Yeah, let's play a game.
You guys were particularly good on the text. I'm not going to get to them all because there's too many.
Yeah, a lot of texts and a lot of good feedback.
Get
keep
so
it
much
coming.
Good feedback.
You guys are awesome.
We were going to put you on the air, but you didn't call.
Yeah, that's true. We can put you on the air. It's just that your phone sounds like S. So we're not probably not going to. Maddie will let me know, though, if you have a nice, clean sound and phone.
415 says, great idea about the president getting 6 years. That's a great idea, Sarah. I've thought the same thing for years.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for term limits in general. And I really feel like the second term is completely dedicated to, or the first term is winds up being dedicated to being reelected. And if they didn't have to worry about that, they could actually focus on the country.
I like that voting in Australia is required.
Oh,
they are fined for not voting.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
I never heard that.
I didn't either. I already mailed my ballot in. Did you get to yours yet?
No. This week's been crit with the surgery and the, like, it's.
Oh, that's true.
And now right. I've got kids writing me, hey, can I go this after school over here and then you can pick me up over there? I'm like, oh, oh God, just let's make this more complicated.
Right. Can you ask your grandpa? I don't want any part of that.
650 says, the Jamie Foxx story is awful, but also not funny. I'm kind of sick of these comedy specials turning into personal diatribes about their latest problems.
I'm sure there'll be funny stuff too. I don't really think of Jamie Foxx as being a stand-up comic. I think of him as being an actor and a singer. And but I mean, I get it. He is funny. He's done comedies. And wasn't he on In Living Color back in the day?
Yeah, he started this stand-up.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, I'm really quite interested in what he has to say, especially since yesterday when I heard that new Ripple. I've never heard that detail before about Diddy poisoning him and he had a stroke because of it.
Can you repeat the Jamie Foxx story from yesterday?
That's it. That was it. Oh,
right.
Boy.
Yeah. So there you go. I'd also never heard that and thought.
Wow. Oh, it took my head clean off.
You're taking out fellow celebrities now.
Well, I guess if they are going to say something about you, I just want to hear the whole story.
408 says, I've never seen one as big as my dad, in quotes. And then after that is, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I saw my parents naked a lot when I was a kid. They'd still be naked in front of me if I wasn't like, please put clothes on.
They still walk naked around the house all the time?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nobody can sit on any furniture at your parents' house. Cause they're,
don't I? Everybody sits on the furniture.
Their naked
they're fine.
Butts are.
I'm sure
just,
they're very clean. Who knows what their deal is? But I will say this: they do put clothes on when we're staying there as guests. And I did, you know, make it clear that I preferred that for my children when we would visit with them. But they're just not. You know, these are people who have a pool basically attached to the house, and they just get up and dive in there. Like, that's...
Well, why wouldn't you?
I can't think of one reason. So why would they bother putting on a bathing suit? Now you got a wet bathing suit to deal with. Yeah, and they've always been a naked family. Like, my whole life growing up, until I hit, like, 10 years old, and I started to be like, I don't want to be naked around you people anymore. No, thanks. There's some changes happening, some hormones going on. I'm done with this. Stop asking.
415 says, you're in first class, Sarah. Just sip your cocktail and relax.
Yeah, I still don't. I think that everyone needs to get in the right order. And if you're trying to sneak in with the first classers, like myself, I need a little alarm to go off so I can look down my nose at you.
Wow. Shame.
No shame. Zero shame. I am not ashamed of that. I've worked hard and I fly first class.
Shame.
No shame. Zero shame. Do it again.
Shame.
No shame.
My friend's ex-wife and current wife have the same first and middle name and same birthday.
Oh.
Mimi, San Jose, app.
Say that again?
My friend's ex-wife and current wife have the same first and middle name.
Wow.
And the same birthday. That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's so specific.
When I grew up, I probably loved five different Jennifers, five different mm-hmm. Michelles. Mm-hmm. Like there were just oh, those certain are
the
names.
The Jennifers.
Like, the Jennifers. There were like, I loved, you know, I could name all the last names. I won't now because, you know, they actually lived and I don't want to. But I'm just saying, like, that's absolutely, you'd be like, this week I love Jennifer Jankowski. I shouldn't have said that.
Say it. Just keep saying
it. It doesn't matter.
What about this week? Now, last week you lived Jennifer Jankowski.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Like, I do.
That's just and John, clearly.
Oh, my God. So many Johns. Even now. Like, John's just ever popular.
Nothing?
What did nothing I do?
just checking with you. Mm-hmm. Just checking in.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to tell what he wants.
707 says, Vinny, PI on the case. Hillbilly pit toilets, Argentinian hookers, and female nipple hair. Learning a lot this hour.
Yeah, this is
Radio Gold.
That was a good. That was a good hour. That was the 7 o'clock hour.
That would be the 7 o'clock. So that'll be segment two on the podcast. Mm.
All right. If you listen to us on the podcast, Look at those copious notes you're
925 taking. 925 says the person who doesn't even do the grocery shopping. Honeycrisp are way more expensive than regular old apples.
Who are they talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know. You're right. I don't do any of the grocery shopping.
Shame.
I do. I'll tell you one thing, though. I do make a list. No shame. I'm done with shame. I'm too old for shame. Please.
Funny. Crisp are like twice as expensive, Sarah.
Okay. I don't even want those. I want, this time of year, I want Macintosh. Those are good.
408 says, some of us have already voted, Vinny. Yeah, I got to get that done this week. The missus had surgery last night and we're working on it.
And you have time. And as the Electoral College reminds us constantly, it doesn't really matter.
Maddie needs to write a book, says 408. A helicopter to school?
Oh, I had quite a childhood.
You should write a book.
I met my real dad when I was 17 and yeah, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, you should
all do right.
It.
Coming Why out, not? Random House, oh, next great. Year.
Mm. Super. Get in advance.
Mm. All right, you want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game. Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Boom, boom.
It's time to play a game. We're going to let Maddie choose. These are from yesterday. I wrote them yesterday and I thought they were good enough that I would save them for today because the birthdays were lame. You can choose how old is that guy or when did that happen?
I like when did that happen.
When did that happen? It is. All right. When did that happen? Oh, hold on. I'm woefully unprepared. Here we go. I need to keep score.
And with the new rules, if we hit it exactly, we get 2 points.
That is correct.
Okay.
Well done, though, to reestablish that.
Yes.
All right. So, Maddie, you're going to go first, and then Vinny can cheat off of you, and then vice versa. All right. What year did Chester Carlson print the very first photocopy on his strange invention, the Xerox photocopier?
1958.
What do you think, Vin?
59.
1938. If you can freaking believe it.
Woo woo.
IBM, RCA, and Kodak all had no interest in his new gadget because they thought, what use is a machine that only makes copies?
Did you ever see the movie, The Pirates of Silicon? It wasn't called that. What was it called?
Yeah, I think it was called The Pirates of Silicon Valley. Yeah.
And it was about Gates and Jobs. And one of the one of the things that's in the movie is Xerox was like played a pivotal role with like, what was it? It was something that they played a role in that ended up them being, you know, no good and completely left to go bye-bye. And Microsoft and Apple, I can't remember what the thing was, but that's why I was like, okay, that was the 80s. So I was...
and that's where you came up with your number.
That's where I came up with my number. I was just like, the 30s? I had no idea.
1938, this guy Chester Carlson. So listen to this, though. He started... nobody was interested. Everyone's like, who needs that? He starts manufacturing the device himself and made about $100 million back in those days. The name Xerox comes from xerography, meaning dry writing.
And just, there was a lawsuit because Xerox said that Steve Jobs stole an idea of theirs, and
like
you
copyright.
Yeah, copyright. And pretty much Jobs said he was awestruck and convinced it was good and needed to be in his computer. So there you go.
All right, next up, and let's see, Vinny, you go first on this one. What year did the Beach Boys hit the charts with Good Vibrations? What year did Good Vibrations come out? The hit song, I'll give it a
it's much
good
later
vibration.
In their careers. I'm going to say 81.
Oh, 81.
Oh, 1980.
In 1966.
That was what I was going to guess. Oh, sorry.
Wait, I'm thinking of the other one. What's the one?
Kokomo.
Kokomo. Yeah. Damn it.
The single took 6 months to record. It was the most expensive song ever produced at that time. It cost $50,000.
Dang it.
Such a good
All right. What year did the U.S. national debt hit $1 trillion? Just for reference, right now, it's about $36 trillion. That's 36 followed by 12 zeros. What year did the national debt hit $1 trillion?
1994.
94. What do you think, Vin?
93.
It was 1981, according to this. Which actually seems really early to me. So that is a point for you, Vinny. Maddie, 2, Vinny, 1. You want a fascinating fact about this? If you spend $100 a second, $100 per second, it would take you 317 years to blow through $1 trillion. At that same rate, $36 trillion, whatever today's debt is, 11,400 years. Yikes. Okay. What year, this is, Vinny, you're first on this one. What year did Taylor Swift release her Red album? This is the original release of this with We Are Never Getting Back Together, Begin Again, the Red album. What year?
2015.
15. What do you think, Maddie?
2016, Bob.
2012 is the answer, and that's 2 for Maddie and 2 for Vinny.
Oh.
And here we go. As we break the tie, let's see, Maddie, you got to go first.
Oh.
What year did Lance Armstrong get stripped of all 7 of his Tour de France titles?
2004.
04, you say. All right, Vinny, what do you say? 04.
10.
12. And by a score of 3-2, El Campeón del Pueblo.
Hold on a second. I got to. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Where'd it go?
Hold on. Hold on. Wait.
And we're waiting for it.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Okay. Hey, it's time to say goodbye. Make sure you listen to Jane this afternoon.
Hold on.
He's still air kissing.
Well,
all right. One more time. Come on.
They're very silent.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
I don't mind losing.
Be sure to listen for Jane. She's got tons of tickets for Disneyland. Check out the Alice973 Instagram, too. She put up pictures of herself with all the stars of Disney.
Great pictures.
I know.
She looks great in them.
She does. And Alice in Wonderland tickets. Go get them right now. Go to RadioAlice.com. Get started. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good day.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.